It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The State Department of Natural Resources calls the muskie the most sought-after trophy fish in Wisconsin. And it's implicated in fish stories as the one that got away.
As anglers head out on lakes and rivers in pursuit of Wisconsin state fish, we learn how this season could shape up. We've reeled in Brett Alexander, a sport fishing guide based in Green Bay. Brett, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Doing well. So over the weekend, the state DNR opens muskie season for anglers across much of northern Wisconsin. And how was your first weekend? Give us an assessment.
Well, the weekend was good. We had a lot of rain this weekend, but the fishing was pretty decent. Right now, I had a schedule probably about three weeks ahead with where the muskies normally are. So normally they're in all the tributary rivers and they're still doing their spawning and they're pretty easy to target. Well, because of the warm temperatures and the mild winter and everything, our temperatures are quite a bit higher in the system here on Green Bay. So the fish are actually going into their early summer patterns already. So they're quite a bit ahead of schedule.
So that meant more activity for you this weekend?
Well, the bite was pretty decent, but typically muskie fishing on Green Bay, like that mid to late June, is one of the tougher periods because the fish go out really deep and they'll feed on large bait balls. And once the weeds start growing, then they'll push into the weeds. So we got about 2 weeks where these fish are going to be in deep water. They're going to be harder to target. And in about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, once the weeds start to get some growth to them, then they'll push into the weeds and it's a lot easier to find them and target them.
So when they're in this deep water, this is like a pretty tough fish. They're strong. What kind of line are you using?
We run pretty heavy line. We run 100-pound test super line, and then we run some fluorocarbon leaders, 150-pound fluorocarbon leaders. So we're pretty prepared for them.
And what about the bait?
We use a lot of different baits. So this time of the year, we're mostly throwing what everybody calls like a bucktail. So it's basically a wire lure with two blades on it. It makes a lot of vibration, a lot of noise, so the muskies can key in on that.
Would that be used when they get into the weeds as well? Or do you, as the summer progresses, do you change the bait?
We throw a lot of bucktails here on Green Bay, so probably 90% of the time I'm throwing some type of a bucktail. Once in a while, we'll change and use some rubber-style baits. Like one of my favorites is called the Bulldog. So when the fish, like during cold fronts or if the fish move deeper, then we'll throw the rubber-style baits. And when they're in the weeds, I'm normally throwing bucktails when they're up in the weeds.
So let's turn to climate change for a moment. The state climatology office says this winter was the warmest on record for our state. How are warming temperatures affecting the muskies? You mentioned being ahead of schedule.
Yeah, it definitely put them into their spawning period a lot earlier this year than normal, which is actually good because once the fishing season opened this weekend, a lot of times people are targeting them in the areas where they're spawning. And I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. When the fish are spawning, I think they should be left alone, let them do their thing and reproduce. And then, I always wish that the season would open about a week or two later, just because of that fact that when they're in shallow spawning, they're easy to target and we're disrupting them when they're spawning.
And I was just looking at the DNR stocking records for last year, and it's like thousands of muskie when you combine DNR with private stocking. I'm just wondering, what is your assessment on the stocking effort?
Well, the stocking's been great for Green Bay. I mean, we've got more muskies in the system in the last 20 years than I've ever seen before. And we're also we had a huge cleanup project done on the lower part of Green Bay and the Fox River. And after that cleanup project, I'm seeing a lot of natural reproduction going on with the muskies. So when the fish are stocked on Green Bay and in the Fox River, they actually clip one of their pectoral fins. That's the lower fin on their belly. So you can tell when you catch a fish if it's a stock fish or it's if it's a natural fish. And I'm seeing a lot of the smaller fish now that are not fin clips. So I think we're getting a lot of natural reproduction the last few years on Green Bay.
Well, let me connect the dots here. You're saying a better environment, less water pollution, more spawning, and that's helping the fish thrive?
Yes. Yeah, we did a big cleanup project, or I should say the DNR headed it, but there's a huge cleanup project on the Fox River where it was basically the whole river, the bottom of the river was vacuumed out like 18 inches. Mm-hmm. They re-put sand and gravel on rock, and they also did a lot of restoration of habitat areas for juvenile fish, adding weeds and stuff like that. So I'm definitely seeing dividends now on that whole program.
We're checking in with Brett Alexander, who is a sport fishing guide in Green Bay. We're getting an assessment of the opening weekend of the muskie fishing season. Brett, how is fishing for muskie different from other species?
Well, first of all, you have to have a lot of patience because it's not a fish where you're going to go out and catch a lot of them every day. I always tell people, you know, if we can put, you know, two or three fish in the boat in an 8-hour day, that's a pretty good day of muskie fishing. So it's a lot of work, but it's one of the most exciting things that'll happen in a boat as far as fishing goes in freshwater, just because it's very explosive. It takes a lot of work to catch them. Muskies feed a lot on the moon phase. So you got to watch, you know, you got to know your lunar calendars and watch the different moon phases each day. And a lot of days you'll see them where all of a sudden they'll fire for a 10-15 minute period where they feed, you know, and it's all based on that lunar moon phase.
Wow. So that must be really exhilarating to see that really come together. And then just the catch itself, if it's that explosive.
Yeah, it definitely put goosebumps on your arms, that's for sure.
Well, the looking at the number of licenses for state fishing licenses, it's been down about 15% from a 2021 peak. How is a dip in overall fishing licenses affecting your business as a guide?
I have noticed, you know, when COVID hit, I mean, everybody was fishing. So I think that, you know, that was part of that peak that you saw. Now, you know, people are getting back to work. And so the numbers, you know, probably dropped a little bit because of that. A lot of people had time off work and they were enjoying the outdoors during those times. As far as for the number of trips that we're seeing, I have noticed, you know, a slight decline in the last like year and a half. I would say probably like a 10 to 15% decline from the couple of years prior to that. And I think the main factor is the economy and, you know, the whole COVID boost was where a lot of people were fishing and, you know, you had a lot of extra people buying licenses at that time.
Do you notice a younger generation fishing or coming up with an older adult or a grandparent? Do you see the next generation, you know, casting a line?
Yeah, I see a lot of, you know, I get a lot of customers that are bringing their kids, which is great to see. You know, it's definitely a great thing to see kids get involved in the outdoors and keep them out of trouble and keep them focused on something else.
How did you get into this sport? Who was it that you admired or went out fishing with?
My father was a huge outdoorsman, so I was fishing since I could walk, you know, ever since I can remember. I got pictures when I was 3 years old fishing, and I was just born with the fishing fever, and I've always loved to do it and had a huge passion for it.
So I wonder, for a sport fishing guide, when you have a day off, do you go out fishing somewhere?
Well, nowadays I normally don't have a day off. We're pretty busy. I've got myself and a few other guides that work with me, and so I don't get too many days off. But normally, if I do get a day off, I do not go fishing.
You're out on the water a lot as part of the work. You know, you were talking about the cleanup efforts in the Bay of Green Bay. What impact are invasive species like the silver carp and the big head carp, the white perch? What impact do those have on muskie fishing?
As far as muskie fishing, I think the main effect would be, say, like the carp issue. They can deplete food sources. I mean, you got to be careful of that. But muskies is pretty much your apex predator, and there's not much that is going to disturb them besides if something disturbs the food chain, you know, is eating the food that they eat. So you always want to be careful of that. An invasive species, it's something you definitely want to keep a good pulse on. You get the wrong invasive species in, and it can definitely be detrimental to a waterway for sure.
What about the invasive aquatic plants and blue-green algae? Has that been an issue at all?
Yeah, I haven't seen an issue on Green Bay, but mm-hmm. I've heard of other bodies of water where they have had some pretty major issues with that. Our main things on Green Bay that we've experienced were the zebra mussels. And I don't think the zebra mussels were actually that bad of a thing for Green Bay. It cleaned up our water a lot because zebra mussels filter.
Mm-hmm.
So our water got a lot cleaner because of them. The gobies were a big thing. Everybody was worried about the gobies. I think the gobies were actually a great thing for the Great Lakes because it provided a huge food source for walleye, smallmouth, whitefish, perch. Everything's eating the gobies. So, I think the gobies were a good thing. So you get the good with the bad.
And, you have to balance it out. Yeah. Well, Brett Alexander, we've entered lightning round. What piece of fishing gear do you always pack in your boat?
You always got to have a rod and reel is the main thing. So rod and reel and gas for the boat. So
you take it back to the basics. Well, it's been good to talk with you. I hope you have a really great season out there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Brett Alexander is a sport fishing guide based in Green Bay, and he joined us to discuss the opener of muskie fishing season in northern Wisconsin.